is doing. By his love, he has bound the entire world. He is present in the heart of every living entity as Paramatma. Therefore, all the living entities, they have this conception of being the doer. And they say they have this tendency to do or act as they wish. If they don't have this samanda with Paramatma, then the jiva will become jada, means it will become inanimate. So therefore, Sanatana Goswami, he is saying, and on the order of Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami took shelter of Vrindavan Dham. Then how to do sadhan, and how siddhi can be had by sadhan, how this Bhagavad Kripa can be had for this, Mahaprabhu, he instructed him. So Naam Kirtan is especially important. If the Kirtan of Bhagavan's names are repeatedly done, then we will never be far away from Bhagavan. If we do Kirtan of his other names, or if we remember, listen, then we will go far away from Bhagavan, if we remember or to give anyone else's names. Therefore, in Kali Yuga especially, Naam Sadhan is very important. This is Kali is very fortunate. Dhanya Kali. Right? Here it is said that not only Hari's names, Harir Naam means Hari has many names. So here this is in the plural form. Harir means the plural. It doesn't have only one or two names. He has unlimited avataras. So which kirtan will you do? In which particular name? So Sanatana Goswami said that he's saying Bhagavan has many names, but which the kirtan of which particular name should be done, by which we will be bound to Bhagavan with prem, then our mind will not wander here and there. So Krishna, he has his Akarshan Shakti. So Bhagavan himself, by this prem ras, he has inundated the entire world. By this rasa, you see, the Priyajans of Sri Bhagavan, who have such strong samanda with Bhagavan, if you do kirtan of their names, do Naam Kirtan and do Smaran, then by remembering these associates of Krishna, his Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela will manifest in one's heart. If you don't take the shelter of such Premijans, then even on doing Naam, by doing Kirtan names like Jagannath, Paramatma, Brahma, Chaitanya, Bhagavan has unlimited names. Unlimited. So some are secondary names and some are primary. So if you chant the secondary names, then by very strong sadhana, then you'll be free from miseries, then you'll be liberated. But you'll have mukti, but this priti or prem will not be had. Mukti will be had, but not prem. So when Sanatana Goswami came to Vraj, so Bhagavan gave him everything. But Sanatana Goswami, he didn't accept anything. He did not accept this Madan Mohan temple. He wrote many books. Mahaprabhu, he ordered and he did everything, but still he had no moha that I have done this. So one day, Shiv Thakur, he sent one Brahmin from Kashi. He told him, this Brahmin, he worshipped Shivji very much. He said, oh, may I have some wealth? My daughter, she's unmarried. She has to be married. So Shiv Thakur, he said, I don't have anything. I don't keep anything with me, no wealth. You want this wealth, then go to Vrindavan. There is Sanatana Goswami. By going to him, he'll give you everything. So then when he came to Vrindavan, when he was looking, there he saw Sanatana Goswami wearing this loincloth, wearing this kamandalu, water pot. He didn't have anything else. What else did he have? So he said, why Shivji sent me to such a person who doesn't have a house, doesn't have proper clothes to wear, no proper food to eat, sometimes eating dry chickpeas, sometimes drinking water and sometimes nothing. Sometimes he's sitting under the tree. But he had so much faith in Shivji. He said, alright, let me try. So then Sanatana Goswami, he didn't have any time because he's always absorbed in Naam Kirtan, writing. He's always absorbed in Satsanga. Doesn't have time for Prajalpa. So that time, Brahmin, he requested him, can you please give me something? Shivji has sent me to here. So what can I give you? I don't have anything. He said, before I was working for the king, I had so much wealth, but now I don't have anything. He says, Sanatana Goswami, when he was bringing his servant, then the servant, when he accompanied him, there when they were crossing the forest, it was very dense. So then when they were going through the forest, it was very cold also. In the middle of the night, someone with a lantern received them, took them to his lodge. And Sanatana Goswami said, who is this person? He doesn't even know me, still he loves me so much, he's giving me hot water, giving me a nice blanket, pillow, giving me very hot food. Why is he serving me so much? Means he has something in mind. I don't even know who he is, but why is he still serving me so much? This love is not what it seems. This is like death itself. So then he gave him milk in the forest. He was serving him so many ways. Then the servant, he asked him. He asked the servant, see, we are going to go to Vrindavan and still he's serving us so much. Why? So Sanatana Goswami is saying he's bringing us oil to massage us. He's giving us 2-3 servants. Why? Then he asked him, he asked his servant, do you have something with you? He said, yes. What do you have? He said, I have 8 gold coins. Because then we can use these gold coins to buy something. And Sanatana Goswami, this is like death itself. Give me those coins. Then he went to the leader of these dacoits. And then he said, please take this money. I have these 8 gold coins. You take it. He said, what will I do? My dharma is to serve the sadhus in the jungle, in the forest. So therefore, I was serving you. No, Sanatana Goswami said, no. Still, you keep these gold coins with you. These gold coins with you. Or else someone else will want to have them. And he said, you're very intelligent. He said, I know astrology. I know who's going through the forest and who has what. And then I catch them. I respect them very nicely, feed them nicely. And when they're going to sleep, I kill them. I take whatever they have. And I bury them. He says, you're very intelligent. He said, oh, I know you have 9 coins. But still you're giving me 8. And he said, 8. And Sanatana Goswami said, show me the way. How I can go through this forest. He said, I won't kill you. I'll arrange that you go through the forest. But he said, oh, your servant has 1 more coin. So Sanatana Goswami, and he was going through the forest, he told, oh, you have 1 more coin. He said, oh, yes, I have 1 coin. Why are you keeping this money with you? This is like snake, like a black snake which will bite you. Go take this and leave now. Go back to your house now. No, I'll not take you along with me. So he was crying very much, but Sanatana Goswami left him. Then they came on the banks of the Ganga to Sonpur. There in Sonpur, even now there's a big barn there. And so then Sanatana Goswami is going there, it's very cold. So when he is coming there, so his brother-in-law, he used to work for the king. So he used to buy animals for the king, like horses, elephants. So he was saying, oh, my Sanatana Goswami is going. Then he met him then. In this way, the king had actually imprisoned Sanatana Goswami to plunder Odisha. Because he was a Muslim king, that's what he wanted to do. He told Sanatana Goswami, you come with me or else I'll put you in prison. Goswami had left before. He had arranged for 10,000 coins. And then he had kept with one merchant that, oh, use this whenever you're in trouble, he told Sanatana Goswami. So Sanatana Goswami gave 5,000 coins to the jailer, saying, leave me. Saying, the king will kill me if I leave you. Tell the king that he went to bathe in the river and then he got swept away by the current. But still, he said, I'm Sanatana Goswami said, hey, I gave you this job and still you're not doing this for me. I'll leave and I'll go to Mecca, Medina. Then he gave him 10,000 coins. Then he became very greedy. Then he let Sanatana Goswami leave. And then this way, when he got these 9 coins, but then he left his servant also. And when he crossed his Sonpur, then his brother-in-law saw him. So he didn't have any blanket, nothing. Then there was a very nice blanket, woolen blanket. So then very expensive one. And he told Sanatana Goswami, you put this around, you will feel warm. So when he is coming there, so when he came to Varanasi, then Mahaprabhu, he was in Chandrasekhar Acharya's bhavan. He used to stay there and he used to do Madhukari at Tapan Mishra's house. So Chandrasekhar was from another caste. That time there was a rule that sannyasis will not do Madhukari except the house of a Brahmin. Because that was the norm then. So Mahaprabhu would only accept Bhiksha from Brahmanas. So when Sanatana Goswami reached Varanasi, and Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar Acharya, a sadhu santa has come to your door, bring him here. So Chandrasekhar Acharya said, there was no santa there, no one. And Mahaprabhu said, no one's there. He said, no, there's one mendicant outside, standing outside. He has like a woolen blanket around him. He has long hair, big beard. He is some mendicant. Peer Fakir means like a Muslim mendicant. And Mahaprabhu said, bring him here. And when he came to meet Mahaprabhu, he had a blade of grass in his teeth. And then he offered Shastanga Dandavat Pranam to Mahaprabhu. Mom said, go and shave yourself. And then he went and he shaved his head. And then he bathed in the river and then he came. But that blanket he still had with him. So then Mahaprabhu saw this. He was saying, so you become a sadhu, but still, oh, why do you have this? It is not appropriate for a sadhu to wear such an expensive, to have such an expensive blanket wrapped around him. Then he didn't say anything. He just went to the banks of the Ganga. There was a very poor man. He was drying some own in torn blanket. He said, can you give me this? He said, no. He said, are you joking with me? I'm poor, that's why you're joking with me. No, he said, take mine, give me yours. And he took this gudri. He said, this old one and torn cloth. And he had wrapped around him. Then he told Chandrasekhar Acharya, can you give me some cloth? Then he gave him a new cloth. He said, no, I don't want a new cloth. Give me something which you have already used, some old cloth. So Chandrasekhar Acharya didn't want to give. But anyhow, he requested him, please give me. Then he tore that cloth in two pieces and to cover himself and one for door coping. And then when he wore this cloth, Mahaprabhu became very happy. Then Mahaprabhu, he kept him with him for 2 months. And then beginning from Vaidhi, culminating in Rag Marga, he taught him how to practice bhakti. At that time, Vallabhacharya and Tapan Mishra, Raghunath Bhattu Goswami, all of them, they used to come to listen to Mahaprabhu speak Harikatha. And Prakashananda Saraswati, when Mahaprabhu would go bathe in Manikarnika Ghat and he'd have darshan of Kashi Vishwanath, and then when he'd come, thousands of people would be following him in Kirtan. But Prakashananda Saraswati, he would tell his disciples, oh, he's very bhavuk. He has come to destroy Varanasi. Don't go follow him. Still, everyone would be following him and doing kirtan. So one day, the Maharashtra Brahmin, he requested Mahaprabhu that he's staying in Varanasi. But Prakashananda, he is the guru of the Mayavadi. He's always criticizing you. Always speaking ill about you. So today I'm going to invite all the sannyasis. So I'm inviting you also. Please come. Mahaprabhu said, I don't accept anyone's invitations. Anyhow, I do bhiksha, I get a little madhukari. I don't like just going and eating somewhere. This is not dharma of sannyasi. Eating 56 items. Is also not proper. Because then if tongue is uncontrolled, then holy control his genitals. If one goes, oh, I'll take madhukari, I'll eat somewhere nicely, then by eating such food, senses will not be controlled. Therefore, sannyasi should only eat shak, means some dry leaves. Whatever he has, he should eat anyhow. Comment in his life. So this anyhow, when this invitation was given, so everyone was there. He had thousands of disciples. His guru was sitting on the singhasan. Then where Mahaprabhu sat, where everyone washed their feet. And Prakashananda Saraswati, so who is this effulgent sannyasi? You are a sannyasi from Ashankar Sampradaya. You should not sit down here. Mahaprabhu, he said, this is a very pure place because you're all washing your feet here. There's no better place than this for me. But still, Prakashananda Saraswati held Mahaprabhu's hand and he made him sit in a very nice place. He said, you're a bhavuk sannyasi, always doing kirtan. Sannyasi should not do kirtan, sing and dance. You should read Vedanta. You should have this Brahma Gyan. Then you'll have, you're neglecting our sampradaya. Why are you not reading this Vedanta? Then Mahaprabhu, he said, that, oh, my guru, he said, oh, you don't have adhikar for Vedanta Sutra. just chant Krishna's names. This is the essence of everything. Mahaprabhu said, my guru has said that, oh, you're not a scholar, you're a fool. You're not ready to read the Vedanta. Just take shelter of Krishna and chant this Krishna mantra, Krishna japa. Therefore, I'm always chanting this Krishna mantra, Krishna japa. I'm seeing that you're like Narayan, you're very effulgent. But still, I don't think you're a fool. See, a foolish person can never accept sannyas. So Mahaprabhu, he said, what is, if one's mind is not absorbed in Bhagavan, his Naam, his Kirtan, what is the use of such knowledge? What is the fruit of Vidya? Means that your mind becomes absorbed in the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. This is the identification of one who possesses true knowledge. And if mind is not absorbed in Bhagavan, what is the use of such knowledge? It is not Vidya, Savidya, it's ignorance. So he asked many questions to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, he answered in a very simple way. In this way, by such association of Mahaprabhu, Prakashana Saraswati, his mind changed. In this way, Mahaprabhu, he said, in Kali Yuga, we cannot please Bhagavan by any other sadhana. You don't accept Bhagavan. See, you chant names like Brahma, Paramatma, Chaitanya. Don't accept Bhagavan's form. Do you read this Vedanta Sutra? And then Bhagavan... Then the Vedanta Sutra said that Bhagavan doesn't have form. Rupamam eva tat pradhanatvat. Means, still if you see, the root word is Rup. Rup has come from the root word Rup. Means it doesn't have a mundane form. He has a transcendental form. Then you see in Vedanta Sutra also said anavriti shabdat, anavriti shabdat. Means always chant Bhagavan's names. If you repeatedly chant his names, then Bhagavan will be happy. If you do everything, but if you don't chant Bhagavan's names, then who will give the fruit? So Prakashana Saraswati, he saw that Mahaprabhu was explaining every sutra from the Vedanta, every aphorism. And after 2 months, Mahaprabhu had requested him, please come to Vrindavan. And then Prakashananda Saraswati, all his disciples changed. They said, but we cannot leave Kashi. But some Babaji say that Prakashananda, he came, and then he became my Prabodhananda, and then he came to Vrindavan, he achieved Siddhi. This is not mentioned anywhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, any Shastra that the same persons. Mahaprabhu did not like give him a new name, or that he changed and he came to Vrindavan, no. He accepted Mahaprabhu. He heard everything, but, and he stopped criticizing Mahaprabhu. But according to Mahaprabhu's desire, he sent Sanatana Goswami to Vrindavan Mahaprabhu. But there's no evidence that he sent Prakashananda Saraswati to Vrindavan. He continued staying in Kashi. Why? Because he was a big guru. How could he leave his position there? So when Sanatana Goswami came, where was he staying? Sometimes he was staying in Kamyavan, sometimes in Gokul, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Govardhan. And he would be wandering all over Raj. And every day he'd go from Vrindavan to Mathura, and Mathura to Govardhan. Because at that time there was no proper way. And then that he attained Madan Mohan there in Mathura. There he saw, when he was in Mathura, he saw there was a Brahmin lady. She had a son, Sadan, and she had a temple of Madan Mohan. So Sanatana Goswami would go there every day for darshan. So this Brahmini lady, every day, what would she do? She'd have a pot, she'd make khichdi, and then she'd be chewing on this twig, and then she'd use that same twig to stir the khichdi, and then she'd give that khichdi away to her children. And then she'd say, I'm going to bathe now. And then Sadhana would say, my brother, come, Madan, where are you? Then Madan and Sadhana would be eating this hot khichdi. So Madan Goswami would see this every day. One day he told the Brahmin lady, oh, my mother, he's your son. Why are you doing this? Why are you using one end of the twig to stir the khichdi and the other end to chew on it? Well, you should bathe nicely and become pure. And then the next day he saw both the children crying so much. And they caught his hands and said, now you are old, you don't have any hunger, but we are very young, we're children, we are suffering so much from our hunger. What kind of Babaji are you? You see, mother's not been cooking for us. We're weeping so much. We're rolling on the ground. And then Sanatana Goswami, his heart melted. And then she came after cleaning all the pots, after bathing, and then finishing her archan puja. Now Sanatana Goswami said, oh, mother, don't do this anymore. You do as you do, continue doing as you were before. They say, cook as you were before. Because you see, she had one son, Sadhan, and she had another son, Madan, who was always staying in the temple. So much love she had for the children. Sanatana Goswami would go every day. Then one day, Madan, he told Sanatana Goswami, oh, I will not stay here anymore, I'll go with you. So, will you go with me? He said, no, I will not. How can I take you? Your mother will weep so much now. I'll come with you. He said, I'll go wherever you go. So where will you go? Should I sit on your shoulders? Should I make a chariot for you? Krishna said, can you arrange a chariot for me? Can you arrange for someone to carry me on a palanquin? Sanatana Goswami said, I cannot do any of that. If you can talk, you can also walk. So then you come with me. Then he started following Sanatana Goswami from behind. Sanatana Goswami, he do bhajan there in this Dadash Tila, this Madan Mohan temple. And there he, on this top of this hill, this hillock, there he used three slabs of stone to make a singhasan for Madan Mohan, and he established Madan Mohan there. And then every day he would collect some wheat flour, make a lump, make a ball, dough ball, and offer something. And he'd say, how can I eat this? There's no salt, nothing here. Now he's saying, today you're asking for salt, tomorrow you'll ask for kheer, butter, sabji. And Yashoda herself cannot feed you, then how can I feed you then? See, therefore, he was such a sadhu. Therefore, Kashi Vishwanath, he sent this Brahmin to him. So Madan Mohan, he said, can I make my own arrangements? He said, all right. Then there was one big businessman. His boat got stuck there in the Yamuna. And then he came to Sanatana Goswami. He said, you ask Madan Mohan, how can I help you? Madan Mohan said, I'll let your boat pass. But whatever profit you get, you should use at least a little, make a nice temple for me. He said, yes, surely. And he went to Agra. And he earned so much wealth. That made a nice temple, nice arrangement, nice cows, sevaks, everything in the temple. He gave everything for the temple. And then he told Sanatana Goswami, will you stay with me? He said, no. They say, what will you do? You'll make me greedy and destroy me. No. Then I'll also nicely eat, sleep. And when will I have time to do bhajan, to do kirtan of your names? Then I'll only be enjoying nicely. Nice food, staying nicely. I should save something today, tomorrow. No, I don't want any of that. He was so detached. So Shivji, he told him, go and he'll give you some wealth. She said, Brahman said, I don't have anything. So Shivji, he would never speak lies. He said, all right. He said, every day I do parikrama of Vrindavan. So there I received one parasmani, means a touchstone. There are different kinds of jewels, like chintamani, parasmani, sparshamani. So he said, I throw on that chintamani there in the garbage bin. You take the garbage away and take that. Prize this gem. There he touched it to a piece of iron, that piece of iron turned into gold, and he became very happy. then when he was going to Varanasi, he was very happy, this Brahmin. But after he went for some time, he was thinking, what kind of sadhu is he? He's saying that, although, why did he throw this into this garbage bin? What kind of wealth does he have, which is even which much infinitely greater than this? What is that infinite form of wealth that he has? See, Satyavama's father, he had the Shamantak jewel. You see, his brother died, and Akrura also became a thief, took it away and ran away to Nepal. See, wealth is such a thing. If one becomes very wealthy, then now everyone's eyes will be on your wealth. If you don't have anything, then no problem. You don't have anything. But another person is very wealthy, he has so many problems. So anyhow, he came. He said, I don't want this. Give me that wealth which you have. Because of possessing such wealth, you have thrown this away as though it's very insignificant. Give me some of that wealth. He said, all right. Then throw it inside the Yamuna. Then he threw it in the Yamuna. He said, sit here. And he sat down. And then Sanatana Goswami, he hadn't made any disciples. He didn't give Mantra Diksha to anyone. But he offered this Brahmin to Madan Mohan. Saying, Madan Mohan, please accept him. He's a Brahmin. Why should he be sad? As long as he doesn't serve, he'll always be sad. Now that he's in your seva, why should he be sad? So kindly engage him in your seva. He was a fool. He was taking this. But he doesn't have any relationship with you. He didn't care for you. He wanted the things of this world, but not you. But you're the master of this world, the owner of this world. So he prayed to Prabhu. And he said, Sadhu Santa Guru Varga, this is their duty. They don't say to anyone, you're my disciple, you're mine. No. They pray to Bhagavan that your Prabhu's, all of you have left aside Prabhu's seva. Now you have so sad. You have so many responsibilities, but all the responsibilities are Bhagavan's. Why should you be so worried? Krishna, he can make the impossible possible, possible impossible. He has created this world. Everything is his responsibility. When we try being the masters ourselves, then we suffer. When we are surrendered, then why should we worry so much? You know, if your soul is served at Bhagavan's lotus feet, he is your maintainer. So this way, he engaged. Sanatana Goswami engaged this Brahmin in Madan Mohan's seva. And when this temple was made for Madan Mohan, and the sevaks came, and the cows were arranged, and chapan bhog, 56 kinds of bhoga was prepared every day. So there, you see how rare Bhagavan's seva is rarely attained. And this Brahmin, he had everything, but Sanatana Goswami, he left. He didn't stay for one more minute. Here, he's doing kirtan on this Damodar Leela, where? In all the gullies of Raj. So he's sitting down wherever there is satsang, harikatha, kirtan. So he's singing this Damodar Leela in all the different gullies of Raj. And wherever this vrata is maintained, he goes there. And then all the Vrajavasis, wherever they are, he goes there. He was called Bade Baba. And he had called Rupa Goswami Chote Baba. This way, when Chaturmasya begins on Guru Purnima, the time Sanatana Goswami is preparing to leave this world and go to Goloka Vrindavan, all the Rajavasis became very sad. The time when Sanatana Goswami left, all of them, they shaved their heads. That was called Mudiya Puno. Took his body, they did Govardhan Parikrama. They did the entire Parikrama. Then they bathed his body in Radha Kund, Sham Kund. And then in the Yamuna, and then they put Tilak on his body. And then near Madan Mohan, by Madan Mohan's desire, they gave him Samadhi there. Although he left his body there in Govardhan. saying, Baba, you should not leave Vrindavan, just stay here. Sanatana Goswami said, I'm leaving, but still, my body will always be here. And my body will benefit everyone eternally. If you're always, if you think of Mother Mohan as your own, I'll always be there to help you. So, just see how much mamata is present for Bhagwan. Between Bhagwan and his bhakta, so much mamata, priyatta, dearness. Can Bhagwan ever leave his devotee? Never. See, Rupa Goswami, his samadhi is there, where Radha Damodar manifested. Jiva Goswami appeared. Jiva Goswami is also given samadhi there. So, you see, the sadhus can never be far away from Sri Bhagwan. So, this is when this Damodar Leela appeared, manifested. At that time, Sanatana Goswami himself was written a commentary for this Damodar Ashtakam. You see, in this Radha Damodar temple, before there was a forest, the entire Seva Kunja was a forest. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami speak Harikatha there. There all of Rajamandal would come to listen to him speak Harikatha. They'd come every day from Agra. They'd come there to Jaipur. All the kings of Jaipur, Delhi, they'd all come to listen to Harikatha from Bhatta Goswami. Because Mahaprabhu himself had spoken Harikatha to him for 2 months in Varanasi. He gave this order, go do this Kirtan, Bhagavad Katha. Make everyone drink this rasa. So when this Damodar Leela was being described, then Damodar, he could no longer control himself. Damodar himself appeared. Where? All these leelas, it took place 5,000 years before in the Upper Yuga. And just see, Radha Damodar themselves manifested, because Bhatta Goswami and Rupa Goswami, all of them would do this Leela Kirtan. And he's giving this mercy to everyone, because they're relishing this Rasmai Katha. Therefore, if anyone does Kirtan of Bhagwan's Naam Roop Gun Leela in Vrindavan, then there's no one as fortunate as him. Why? Bhagwan himself is listening to this Katha. See, this is Pranam Mantra for Gurudev, Shri Krishna Lila Katane Sudaksham Avadari Madhari Ganeshayuktam Ramvaramvarinyam Purusham Antam Narayanam Tam Shirsa Namami. Gurudev said, you see, you cannot do sadhana on your own. You cannot do tapasya on your own. Just serve the sadhus. And if you don't know anything, anyhow, do kirtan. You see, even if children do kirtan in broken language, Bhagwan listens. So you don't have so much knowledge, anyhow. Even if you don't have so much knowledge that you can speak like a pandit, still, just do kirtan or whatever you heard from our Guru Varga. Just do this. This is enough. This, by drinking this nectarian Leela Katha, then what to speak of anarthas, artha, paramatma, Bhagwan himself will appear in your heart. And he himself will relish this Leela Katha. And he himself starts dancing in your heart. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is saying that wherever the Goswamis would go, in all the different kalis of Raj, there they do kirtan. And then all the Rajavasis would be listening to Sanatana Goswami speak Harikatha. Saying, Baba should be wearing Madhukari for you. One day Sanatana Goswami was doing bhajan there on the banks of Pavan Sarovar. And Rupa Goswami was doing bhajan in Ter Kadamb. Saying, okay, let me go meet Rupa. Let me see which book he is writing. There he saw. Rupa Goswami is writing very nice books. He's writing Ujjal Nilamani. This book is only about Unnat Ujjal Ras. And this Nilamani, this blue sapphire jewel, is who? Is Krishna himself. So Krishna himself is very eager to drink the Unnat Ujjal Ras. There he's writing, describing this book. He's doing Kirtan. And Sanatana Goswami, he came early in the morning. There's Rasa, Unnat Ujjal Ras was being discussed from morning to evening. They didn't go to do Madhukari. It was jungle. And Nandagaon was far from Ter Kadamb. Javat is far. खैर एज फार, तेर कदम इज इन द मिडल, वही दिस किडक मीन दिस द प्लेस फॉर कृष्णा वुड गो कोहर्डिंग एंड प्ले. सो बोथ द बॉयज वुड बी डूइंग कीर्तन, बोथ ऑफ देम वी डूइंग कीर्तन रूप सनातन गोस्वामी. So then Srimati Radhika, she appeared as a small girl saying, "Oh Baba, you're so busy, don't have time even to do madhukari. Here my mother sent some milk. Now boil this milk please and take it, drink it." And then she said, "Oh, listen, how have both of you become so maddened? Drink this rasa, not even listening to me." She said, "All right, I'll boil this milk and make kheer and I'll leave it for both of you. Or else my mother will think, where is my daughter gone?" Anyhow, she collected some kodang patties and she got a vessel and then she made some kheer and she said, "Here, take this kheer," and she left. And there, and it was night now and they stopped speaking. Rupa Goswami said, "Oh brother, you came, I didn't do any madhukari today." Because Goswami used to live under a different tree every night, so where will they store everything? So I saw one small girl came. I go to all the different villages, a small girl made some kheer for us. So we'll offer this to Nandalala, and you take something, I'll also take something. So in this way, she's drinking this kheer. Not just the Ashtasatvik bhavs, his heart melted. He started seeing Srimati Radhika in every speck. So, and then he started crying. He saw Radharani everywhere. He saw. So Radharani herself came to give us darshan today. And now we've been cheated. And they say, in the Bhagavad, you see there are 18,000 shlokas, but 5,000 verses have been removed from the Bhagavad. The Mayavadis removed them. Only 13,000 remain, because in the Garuda Purana it says that there are 18,000 verses. You see, even the names of Radharani they removed. They now removed the names of all the gopis. So on Mahaprabhu's order, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Dadash Gopal Chashti, Mantishta Kaviraj, again, they collected all these verses. And they manifested them again for everyone to see and read. So if you want to read the Bhagavat, in the two kinds of Bhagavat, there's the Bhakti Rasa Patra and the Bhakti Rasa Shastra, the Grantha and Bhakta Bhagavat. And they say, by reading this book, you'll get this Brajaras Bhakti Ras under the guidance of a Bhakta Bhagavat. Because nowadays, you see, when they speak on the Bhagavat nowadays, they don't even mention the name of Radharani, any of the gopis, nothing. No, they don't even speak of them. And the devotees from the other sampradayas, they say, what relationship does Krishna have with Srimati Radhika? He is married to Rukmini. Rukmini is her queen. Why Radharani? Therefore, my Mahaprabhu's desire, Sanatana Goswami, he wrote everything. Rupa Goswami wrote everything. So in this Damodar Leela, there's such rasa, that if anyone drinks this rasa continuously, he's very fortunate. Also in this Damodar Mas, our Guru Varga have also written very nice commentary. Gurudev has written this Digdarshani Vritti, this Bhavanuvad. So he has just kirtan, does darshan, goes on parikrama, prays. Then life after life, we've been separated from Krishna. Now we'll be bound to him by prem, and we'll never be separated from him. Damodar, he will always give us a place at his lotus feet. Therefore, this Damodar Mas, in this month of Damodar, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas always do kirtan of this Leela Katha, do Shravan Kirtan. But not just, this should not just be an external show. Tilak, Mala, no. Not that, oh, I have to show people I'm following this Vrata, no. I'm eating only once, eating only fruits, doing Dandoti, following many rules, no. Not only externally. See, sometimes you follow the Vrata very rigorously And they say you're deprived of Bhagavad Seva, Sal Seva, Kirtan, Katha. Then what is the use then? You know, I made a vow, made a niyam vow, that promise, I have to do this. But what is the main promise, main vow, mukhya niyam? So wherever this hariras is flowing, then wherever this nectarian ras is flowing, this one mahamukritam madhavicharitra piyushesha shaita pavita shanti. Then listen with rapt attention. Drink this nectar by your ears. So if any Santa Mahatma is doing Kirtan, this Damodar Leela, then as this river is flowing, this nectarian river, this flow never stops. It flows continuously, unbrokenly. And we should drink this. This is our sadhan. That we listen to this Harikatha and listen to it, and this enters our heart. Enters our hearts, and they say empowers us. And they say, this Bhai Shok Maha will be free from this lamentation, fear, illusion, and we'll have this Nitya Seva eternally. So we'll stop today. So tomorrow there is an eclipse. But in our Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is a rule that we don't follow the rules of the Smarthas. So from 5 to 6, there is an eclipse. So during the eclipse, you should not eat or drink anything. You should not go eat or even pass during that time. So then 5 to 6, there will only be kirtan. So if you don't like kirtan, then you can chant also. You can chant your mantras. But don't speak prajalpa. Because during the time of eclipse, if you chant any mantra, you'll get siddhi. So from 2:30 to 6:30, there won't be any cooking, bhoga. But Bhagavan's seva should not be stopped. Those who have love, they'll continue doing. So the grahan is eclipses from 5 to 6 in the evening. So that time there should be Hari Kirtan, especially during this time. So tomorrow go on Parikrama in the morning, and after Katha Kirtan, then there'll be Havan, fire sacrifice. And then Bhoga will be offered quickly. And then before 2, on a Mahaprasad, then all of you should come and sit for Kirtan. This Kirtan will keep going on. Then after 6:30, you can take a bath and then start cooking, offering Bhoga. And then the Thakurji Seva should not be stopped. No, this is not proper. His Nitya Seva should go on continuously. You see, in Mathura, they even open the temple also. They say you do Kirtan in front of Dwarkadish. No solar eclipse can even touch you. But the smarters, they close the temples. Then they don't even care for Thakurji. Even if he's thirsty, hungry, they don't care. Saying, oh, there's an eclipse, you have to close. But now the temple's not like this. So according to the Vaishnava Vichar, we should follow this eclipse. Then day after is Annakoot. So after Katha Kirtan here, some people will go to Govardhan. They'll do Abhishek, Afabhoga. They'll do Annakoot there. But everyone will not go, because there'll be Annakoot here also. So those who do Vrindavan Parikrama every day, they'll go and they'll make arrangements for Annakoot. So in the... So now we cannot do Vrajmandal Parikrama now, because the rules cannot be followed. Niyam cannot be followed. So then after this Kartik Vrat, then there'll be like Parikrama, and then there'll be big Annakoot Mahotsav in Giriraj during this Katyani Vrat. Then there'll be Vrajmandal Parikrama after Kartik. So Annakoot, some devotees go to Annakoot, because everyone goes, then who will offer Bhoga here for Thakurji? It's not possible. Therefore, some will go and some will do Parikrama here. and then feed everyone there, and they'll bring some chanamrit. Haribol.